This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A new interim HHS contraception rule is soon to be announced by the White House. The New York Times reports an exemption that was granted by the Obama White House to Pepsi, Exxon, Visa, Chevron, and Coke will soon also belong to religious groups. The Little Sisters of the Poor have become the unwilling icon for the governmental abuse offered to corporate America but denied to religious sisters in a violation of conscience. The White House is preparing precise legal maneuvers to offer permanent protections. With little data to back them up, euthanasia proponents are saying that Belgium is regaining control over illegal euthanasia practices. The country legalized euthanasia with restrictions, but the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition says in 1 year, more than 1,000 deaths in one province were hastened and 40% of such deaths were not reported. Alex Schadenberg says clandestine euthanasia in Belgium is not improving. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
Delayed 4 months, Planned Parenthood's annual report shows fewer health services and more abortions. Compared to 4 years previously, the abortion giant saw 500,000 fewer patients for health matters unrelated to abortion. Observers say the report is deliberately skewed to minimize Planned Parenthood's role in abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This has been Life News Radio.